From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama met with congressional Democrats and Republicans this afternoon to talk about reducing the federal budget deficit. Mr. Obama has endorsed a plan from the Senate's bipartisan Gang of Six. It would take nearly $4 trillion off the debt over the next 10 years.
The major credit rating agencies have been sounding the alarm, warning that the government needs at least that level of cuts to preserve its top-notch bond rating. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, it's a powerful message from the ratings agencies, which were largely discredited in the years leading up to the financial crisis.
A credit rating is a kind of report card that tells investors how likely they are to be repaid when they lend money to a corporation or the government. Nicola Swan develops those report cards for one of the big rating agencies, Standard & Poor's. Because Swan rates government bonds, he has to count not just dollars in the Treasury, but also votes in the House and Senate.
We do have to take into account the politics. The fact is, a very large number of sovereign defaults that have happened have been directly driven by the politics.
Last week, S&P and its ratings rival Moody's both issued warnings that the U.S. government's rock-solid guarantee of repayment might not be so rock-solid after all. Both cited the possibility that lawmakers will not vote to raise the government's debt limit in time to avoid a default. But Swan says that's not his biggest concern. He says the real danger is that after all this talk about getting the government's fiscal house in order, policymakers won't grab the opportunity to make tough, long-term decisions to rein in the deficit.
So if that consensus cannot be reached under these conditions, it does bring up the question of what conditions could they be reached under.
That assessment has strengthened the hand of people in both parties who are pushing for large-scale deficit reduction. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner invoked the rating agencies during closed-door negotiations at the White House last week. And Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling quoted from a ratings report during a Republican news conference.
Rough translation, there is no more road left to kick the can down the road.
S&P does not take a position on what mix of spending cuts or tax increases might achieve its deficit-cutting target. But Swan says in order for any plan to be believable, it will have to survive through several different election cycles.
So for that to happen, we believe you would have to have the leadership of both parties agree to the plan.
That suggests that the plan can't be tilted too much one way or another.
Well, it has to be a compromise.
In a sense, the rating agencies are merely stating the obvious. But the obvious carries extra weight when they say it. Amy Boris, who's with the Council of Institutional Investors, can only shake her head at the attention paid to the rating agencies, given their track record over the last decade.
It's been, in a word, pretty poor. You know, 10 years ago, they failed to see the collapse of Enron coming around the corner. In the global financial crisis, there were many instances where credit raters inflated ratings on structured financial products to win business from firms that issued the debt.
That's been one of the problems with rating agencies. They're typically paid by the companies or governments whose debt they're rating, a system that's been likened to having food critics paid by the restaurants they're reviewing. Bob Danhauser, who's with a professional group of investment pros called the CFA Institute, says one of the goals of the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul was to limit the influence of rating agencies as the sole arbiters of creditworthiness.
They're unusual in Washington these days in that nobody likes them. Nobody's standing up for them. They're sort of a universally disliked target. And that was heard loud and clear as Dodd-Frank got negotiated and passed.
So far, though, no clear alternative to the rating agencies has emerged. And Danhauser thinks in the current debate over deficits, they're actually performing a valuable service.
One of the criticisms of credit rating agencies is that they're always a little bit late to the party. This is a pretty good example, I think, of them trying to be in front of the issue and say, here's the path that we're on and look out.
S&P Swan says that warning is really directed at investors, not the government. But as U.S. policymakers decide what to do next, some will be thinking about how this will look on the country's financial report card. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.